This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Tuesday, a fantastic Tuesday, and there's so much stuff we have to start chopping away at on a Tuesday. Have I ever told you that in the end, communists, they're just thieves? Oh, I have? Good, because we have more on that tonight. We'll talk about Democrats, communists. Yes, the thievery. We'll talk about their infiltration into the justice system. Democrats have found their messaging, and that might be a problem for us given the other events going on. Poor Ukraine, they lost a lot of their men in combat, but they found replacements. That's exciting stuff. Foreigners, emails, all that. So much more coming up tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. I want to begin here. I want to begin here because there was this little clip. I only think it's 30 seconds. Maybe it's a minute long on MS Now. Maybe you've already heard it. Maybe you have not. But we're going to talk again about how propaganda is used. This is specifically going to be about illegal immigration, mass deportation, things like that. But it's about so much more than that. It's about every single issue, how it's used and why it's used. Because I actually got this email, maybe think about it. I've talked about how there has to be a punishment of some kind for people who come here illegally. Just deportation is not enough. You have to experience pain, so you don't want to come back. Therefore, we should have prison colonies. I want frozen ones in Greenland. Go do a year or two there. Make license plates out in the cold. Then you go back to Guatemala and don't ever come back. Because the next time we send you, it'll be 10 years. All right. So I got this email. Jesse, I agree with you on the prison colony idea. But I think we can sell it to Norman Norma if we call it a sanctuary city. Obviously, he's being tongue-in-cheek. But let's talk about that selling. Because that, in the end, especially in our country now, that is the problem with so many issues that are out there, issues that are crystal clear for you. I see what needs to be done. I know this needs to be done, and we need to do it. But then we have to figure out how to package it, don't we? We have to figure out how to sell it. And you know what? When you're right, when you're in the right, selling something is never ever appealing, is it? What? Why do I have to sell it to you? It makes just sense to buy it. You should know it's best for you. It bothers us when your ideas are correct, whatever they are. Low taxes. Here, well, here's why taxes should be low. But wait a minute. Why do I have to explain that to you, moron? Obviously, you should keep more of your money and that the government shouldn't take your money, but why do I have to take the time to sell it? But life's about sales. And you're going to have to sell it. People have to be sold. People want to be sold. We have to use this. And we have to understand that communists use this. If you are wondering, because it's been a discussion and it'll always be a discussion, why deportations maybe aren't happening at the pace they were before, why did the Trump White House back off a little bit, at least somewhat? We know that from the numbers now. It's not arguable. They backed off. New DHS secretaries talking about staying out of the headlines, all that stuff. Why the softer touch? We were doing great. Why the softer touch? Well, communists use propaganda masterfully. And the reason they're so masterful with it, a couple different reasons. First of all, they're okay with lying. That always helps. If you're a propagandist, if you're a salesman, I'll be honest with you. If you're a car salesman, an RV salesman, lying helps. I would not do it. And I had an office right next to a guy when I was selling RVs who did do it. And he was always, always in trouble when the people came to pick up their RV. And the story always came back to this. He promised them something that didn't even exist and wasn't even an option. He just said yes to everything. He just lied. Sold a lot of RVs. So that helps the communists. They're willing to lie. But another thing is this. They are so purposeful with it. When I say purposeful, this is what I mean. Communists, did you know that they don't bother with me much anymore as far as trying to threaten me with various things? I'm talking about like job losses and things like that. You can't say that. I'm offended. We used to get those emails all the time, but they tapered off. Why? What doesn't work for me? Doesn't work on me. You know this. Maybe you yourself have sent me one of those emails before. I'm offended. What did I tell you? I don't care. It doesn't mean anything to me. Nothing. Send it. It doesn't matter to me. So what do? They move on from people like me and people like you, and they look for the people they can sway. The communists in the United States of America, they spent millions of dollars on this, by the way. I've told you about this before. And the millions of dollars they spent after they lost an election, it was on, hey, who are the people we can move away from mass deportation? Who are the people we can sway against that? What did they discover? They discovered women were the more easily swayed ones, which makes obvious sense. Obviously, women are going to be more maternal, more emotional. That's just the way it is, how God made us. All right, so now women. Now that we have our targeted demographic, how do we get to them? What words do we use? What people do we use? Do we take out television commercials, YouTube ads? We have to make sure we're selecting the right buzzwords. And they didn't just do this like you or I sitting in front of a whiteboard, just spitting out words to see where they splatter, to use a wonderful John Wayne line. No. They did psychological studies on women. Again, this was not done willy-nilly. Millions and millions and millions of dollars were sunk into this concept. We have found the people we can sway against mass deportation. It's women. Great. We got them. Now, how do we do the swaying? I'm going to play something for you. Maybe you've heard of this lady. Maybe you haven't. It's not important, but she goes by Miss Rachel, or who knows. She's a dirty communist, of course. I think she has a huge show on YouTube, I believe. I think it's on YouTube. Chris, do I have that right? Oh, Chris said she has Netflix, too. Okay, so YouTube, Netflix, said that she is. Now, maybe you've never heard of her, never seen her. Honestly, I've never seen her. I've never watched anything. But remember, that doesn't change the fact that people watch. People listen. When she speaks, it does have influence because people are listening. Now, she goes on MS Now. I don't want to accuse anybody of having received some of those millions of dollars. Certainly would never do such a thing. But she goes and sits down and does a segment on MS Now talking about an ICE detention facility. Now, I want you to do the best you can, no matter who you are, young, old, man, woman, doesn't matter. I want you to do the best you can to listen like a normie housewife. Listen to the buzzwords, and you know what you will hear? You will hear what millions of dollars in a psychological study will get you.
It's heartbreaking talking to the kids and their families. They're talking about water that they can't even drink that makes them sick. There's been worms in the food. The food's rotten sometimes. And what really frightens me is the dangerously inadequate medical care and medical emergencies. These are basic human rights for children, and we can all agree not to harm and abuse children. It's not who we want to be. And I'm kind of in shock about what I'm hearing, and I don't think people really know what's going on inside of Dilley. And I think if we all know, I really think we can unite over not wanting to harm children.
By the way, as far as we know, she's never stepped foot in the facility, so that's not important. But I want to play it to you again. Again, I know her voice is annoying. I know all that. We're gonna discuss it in a moment. I want you to listen to all the words. Listen like a woman, maybe a woman who has kids or nieces or nephews she cares about. Listen to all these buzzwords that are designed to make a woman's red flags start firing off.
It's heartbreaking talking to the kids and their families. They're talking about water that they can't even drink that makes them sick. There's been worms in the food. The food's rotten sometimes. And what really frightens me is the dangerously inadequate medical care and medical emergencies. These are basic human rights for children, and we can all agree not to harm and abuse children. It's not who we want to be. And I'm kind of in shock about what I'm hearing, and I don't think people really know what's going on inside of Dilley. And I think if we all know, I really think we can unite over not wanting to harm children.
Now, in response to that little thing, I'm going to read for you the words of an ex-communist from the Soviet Union. Why women? Why go after 11 million suburban housewives and try to sway them? Why use Miss Rachel? What's going on here? We'll discuss it in a moment. Before we discuss that, let's talk about caring for widows and orphans. After we read a story about a fallen firefighter, I read a story today, it's a terrible story. Firefighter got killed by some animal whose life he saved. How do you even go on after that? How do you move on? Well, Tunnel to Towers tries to help. They can't bring Dad back. They can't. But they come alongside these widows and orphans and give them love and care at a time when they need it. They pay off mortgages for these families, so at least the financial burden is eased on them. Help Tunnel to Towers care for Gold Star families and fallen first responder families and homeless veterans. $11 a month. T2T.org. T2T.org. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, wonderful Tuesday. Remember, you can email us, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. We'll get to the judicial system and foreigners and other things here. But again, I want to play this, and I want to remind you, maybe you don't know who Miss Rachel is. I'm not familiar with her at all. You know who is? Jewish producer Chris. You know why? Because he has a little girl. This woman has 20 million subscribers on YouTube. No, I don't like her. Don't care about her. I've never heard her. Maybe you're saying these things. I could say all these things. That's fine. Understand that this woman is gigantic. Gigantic. Now, she goes on the news. She's a communist, of course. And says these things.
It's heartbreaking talking to the kids and their families. They're talking about water that they can't even drink that makes them sick. There's been worms in the food. The food's rotten sometimes. And what really frightens me is the dangerously inadequate medical care and medical emergencies. These are basic human rights for children. And we can all agree not to harm and abuse children. It's not who we want to be. And I'm kind of in shock about what I'm hearing. And I don't think people really know what's going on inside of Dilley. And I think if we all know, I really think we can unite over not wanting to harm children.
We'll come back to the buzzwords in a moment. I want to read this. I promised you I was going to read this from a man who describes himself as old Soviet or old Russian, former communist from the Soviet Union. And this is what he says specifically about this. Let me explain, he starts off. This is an old revolutionary playbook because women are not just one more voting bloc. No, no. They sit at the nerve center of the home, the children, neighborhood networks, charity circles, schools, and everyday moral language. If you can move women emotionally, you do not just gain one activist, you gain an organizer, a legitimizer, and a messenger inside the household. That's why we OG commies, that's how he describes himself. He's not a communist anymore, but he said, that's why we OG commies wrapped hard political goals in, quote, compassion, bread, peace, rights, and care. We'll come back to that in a moment. Russia showed it in 1917. Women workers and soldiers' wives were helped light the fuse in Petrograd, and the Bolsheviks quickly understood that women were not some side audience, but a strategic force. Same playbook every time. Wrap power in compassion, sell control as care, use women as the delivery system. That is leverage. Now, let me touch on these words again before I play her one more time. Once you hear them, you can't. He says, wrapped hard political goals in compassion, bread, peace, rights, care. Compassion, bread, peace, rights, care.
It's heartbreaking talking to the kids and their families. They're talking about water that they can't even drink that makes them sick. There's been worms in the food. The food's rotten sometimes. And what really frightens me is the dangerously inadequate medical care and medical emergencies. These are basic human rights for children. And we can all agree not to harm and abuse children. It's not who we want to be. And I'm kind of in shock about what I'm hearing. And I don't think people really know what's going on inside of Dili. And I think if we all know, I really think we can unite over not wanting to harm children.
20 million YouTube subscribers. This is just one woman. It's not specifically about her. How much of this stuff has been spread around and aimed directly at women? When we play these clips from those hags on The View, and maybe you sent in an email, I don't understand why you're playing it. This is what women are watching and listening to. Miss Rachel, I've never even heard of her. Fine, young mothers have. Young mothers watch her when their children are handed an iPad in a restaurant and the child pulls up YouTube, probably without headphones if they're being rude, but I'm not going to go off on that. And when the child is handed an iPad and pulls up YouTube, they're watching Miss Rachel. Communists are purposeful with their propaganda. They will find the target they want to win over. They do not bother probably with people like you because you are far too strong for that kind of thing, I would guess. Although maybe you've been susceptible to it in the past. They will target people who are weak. So when you want to keep Brett Kavanaugh off the Supreme Court, you don't try to pin down Rand Paul. You pin down Jeff Flake. When your Black Lives Matter, and you need to break the GOP so they will actually help you pour gasoline on the flames, who do you go see? You knock on Mitt Romney's door. Hey, Mitch, got a Black Lives Matter parade. Would you come join us, or do you hate black people? Oh, okay. I mean, I don't want anyone to call me racist. I'm coming down. They find the ones they can break and sway. And women are so critically important. I just thought it was important to understand that. All right, we'll move on. Talk about the justice system. Next.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It's still real to me, damn it!
Returns next.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
But you do want to be informed.
Can you be informed without being all of those other things? We think so. Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty, the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
If you shoot at us and we deflect it, it doesn't really count. And that just doesn't make any sense. You got to make a rule. Don't shoot at the United States. Or if you prefer, Iran, blah, blah, blah. America haters are winning. The would-be communists, the Marxists, are winning in America. And they're doing so openly, and nobody cares.
I think giving the downtrodden money enables them. They aren't getting the money. I'm winning.
Good Lord, that was the voice of the patriarchy right there, folks. Listen to Armstrong and Getty on demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a fantastic Tuesday. If you're wondering why I let that song play so long in the opening, it's because on one version of that song, they say a potty word. And I was hoping that Jewish producer Chris, don't raise that finger to me, Chris. I was hoping that Jewish producer Chris played the wrong version, the one with the potty word, and therefore was going to have to scramble and press his little buttons and try to beep out the word. I let it play so long purely in an effort to screw Chris over. Turns out he chose the right version of the song, but he has chosen the wrong version in the past. And because this is a family show, he has to scramble. Don't say one time, Chris. It hasn't been one time. It's been more than one time. I'm bummed that worked out for you, but hopefully the next time. I want you to be better is what it is, Chris. And you, how do men improve? With pain and suffering. That's how men improve. I want you to hurt a lot. Then you won't be as bad. Our justice system's really bad. Why? Well, we should understand what has driven the Democrat Party so insane so quickly. I know you probably know former Democrats. Democrats who in recent years have switched. Maybe they're not as hardcore righties as you are, or in some cases they're more hardcore, but they switch and they don't vote Democrat anymore. And almost always it comes down to this. You talk to these people and they'll say, Democrats went insane. Democrats went insane. When did Democrats go insane? That they went insane. I don't understand. Democrats are insane. The reason it happened so quickly, in large part, was the United States of America made a decision. You didn't make it, or maybe you did, I guess. The United States of America made a decision after 8 years of George Bush. You see, George Bush, Republican president for 8 years, decided instead of focusing on America and Americans, he decided to launch two different wars in two different countries around the globe. Whether you're supportive or not of those wars don't really matter. That's not important for the purpose of our discussion. By the time 8 years of George Bush was done, the American public was sick of it. They were just done with it. Again, people always have a limited appetite for foreign wars. They just do. So after that, the American people decided, screw Republicans. We're voting for Barack Obama. Barack Obama was a man the United States of America did not understand. And many of Americans don't understand. Barack Obama was dangerous because he combined two different things. It wasn't one thing. It was two different things. One, he hated the country with a deep, deep, deep hatred. It's how he was raised. Sandered, no father. You get how it goes. No father, racist pastor, racist influences, people who told him America sucks, America's evil, America's racist, so that's what he believed. But that doesn't make him special. There are lots of communists in the country who hate the country. That's virtually, that's almost every Democrat now. That's not special. No, it was the second thing. He was really good. Some people were just talented. God gives people different talents. Barack Obama obviously used his for evil, but Barack Obama could speak. He's a great speaker, very charismatic. People like to listen to him. And because he's a communist, he was, of course, willing to lie and act like he's middle of the road or moderate. I'm just a reasonable guy filling out my NCAA bracket, just being cool like you. We cool. I'm cool, man. But the second the camera was off, Barack Obama set out to do what a very talented communist would, of course, do. Destroy the country he hates. And Barack Obama understood something. He understood something full well. In fact, pause on that. Before I get to Barack Obama, it's going to sound like I'm changing the subject. I swear on my life, I'm not. There's a story out of Memphis. Memphis, you know, Tennessee has a Republican governor.
because they have a Republican governor. They said, hey, Trump, you can bring in the National Guard to help tackle crime here. I'm going to read you something. Donald Trump brought in the National Guard to Memphis, Tennessee. Murders are down 47%, carjackings down 48%, robberies down 51%, vehicle theft down 80%. Okay. Now, granted, many of these crooks are still getting let out of jail, but who's doing the letting out of jail? DAs and judges. The judicial system of the country is central to the communist revolution. If you do not sufficiently infiltrate and take over the judicial system, your communist revolution will fail. Now let's talk about the nitty-gritty of why. Why? It doesn't make sense. Remember that they're revolutionaries? What does that mean? Well, they're fighting a revolution, obviously. Okay, now let me ask you something I've asked you before. Can you fight a revolution against a country without breaking the law? No. Let me go ahead and clue you in. You cannot burn down the current system of government without violating laws. Violating laws is an essential part of the revolution. Even in ours, the wonderful American Revolution, we had to start violating laws, British laws. To have a revolution is to break the law. In order to effectively fight communist revolutions, you really you don't have to do things like Pinochet did, although once it gets that far, maybe you do, but Pinochet's chucking them out of helicopters, but you don't need to do that if you have a judicial system. They'll just keep running into the law. They'll keep breaking the law, and they'll keep getting arrested and thrown in cages, and then they'll try to break the law again, and they'll get arrested and thrown in cages, and then the communist revolution is over because they broke the law, they were held accountable, and it's over. So back to what we were talking about, if you want to fight a successful communist revolution anywhere, but including the United States of America, you have to take over the judicial system. Now I'm going to read you something. Matt Forney was the one who put it up there. I want to give him credit for it, but it was from an article. This is the article he put. When Biden took office, the same approach used by the Obama DOJ was used by the Biden DOJ for another 4 years. Anyone hired from 2000 to 2004 reached vesting for retirement purposes during the Biden administration. That gave the Biden DOJ the excuse to eliminate all the Bush DOJ attorneys who had survived the purges of the Obama years. Now we get to the Obama years. For 12 of the 16 years, from 2008 to 2024, Democrat presidential administrations engaged in deliberate hiring practices in order to rid the DOJ of the vast majority of experienced conservative trial attorneys who joined from 2000 to 2008. That group of conservative attorneys, if they were still at the DOJ, would range in experience from 18 to 26 years, over the course of which dozens of significant investigations and trials would have developed and refined the skill set necessary to lead an investigation, he said, like the one taking place in Florida. The one taking place in Florida is, of course, the big conspiracy case where all the communists could possibly be in trouble. I read this to you. It's not necessarily about Florida, although we can touch on that. How did we get a Department of Justice that was so insanely evil? Barack Obama, a capable, committed communist, said, well, all these Bush guys are gone. Let's retire all these guys. I'm sure we can find a motivated group of young communists to take their place at the DOJ. And that brings me to other judicial news, which I'll get to in a moment. Before I get to that, I have news for you. If you have a business, you do not need to deal with all these different insurance policies and applications. You do not need to be confused about what each policy covers or does not cover. I know it's confusing. I know it's a pain in the rear end because I watched my dad bang his head off the desk about this for ages, complaining about insurance and why he has to have five different insurance guys. And it's frustrating. They can't even tell him what it... Super Sure is here to just make it easy. You just deal with Super Sure from now on. You deal with one super agency, one powerful platform, all of your policies in one place. They will go get you the coverage you need. They'll even tell you what you have or don't have. Overinsured, underinsured. They'll give you a full report, no obligation. What do you have now? They'll tell you. Supersure.com/Jesse. Supersure.com/Jesse. Paid for by Super Sure Insurance Agency, LLC, a licensed insurance agency. We'll be back.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a fantastic, wonderful Tuesday. Remember, you can email us, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Now, I don't want to breeze past Florida without addressing it before I get back to these other things. Why did I bring up Florida? There is a huge conspiracy case with communists looking like they're going to be in serious trouble taking place in Florida. Why did I say conspiracy case? Well, here's generally how the crimes have worked when government people commit them. The government people commit the crime, then it gets covered up by the evil FBI, CIA, you know how it goes, DOJ. Then eventually maybe you get some decent leadership and they want to try to hold these people accountable for the crimes. But surprise, surprise, by that point in time, the statute of limitations has passed and the person who committed a terrible crime with their government job is never held to account. You, me, we've heard this story over and over and over and over and over again. It's freaking terrible. But with a conspiracy case, it expands the time limit because no matter what, if you committed a crime in 2016, maybe the statute of limitations is up. Oh, but I have some bad news for you. That crime you committed in 2016 was actually part of a larger conspiracy. And the statute of limitations is not up on the whole larger conspiracy thing. So that crime you committed in 2016 is now available for us to attack again, and you must go down. That is the most simplistic version of this I can explain to you, not because I'm dumbing it down, but because I myself am stupid. And if you dig any deeper into these things, you'll get all sorts of legalese and Latin words and habeas corpus crap, and none of it makes sense to anybody at all. That is what is happening right now in Florida. If you have an interest in seeing communists thrown in prison for committing crimes, again, you don't have to use government power in an illegal way, in an immoral way. You don't have to hurt anybody ever. In order to stop a communist revolution, you simply have to arrest criminals and throw them in prison because communists commit crimes. If your interest, as mine is seeing communists thrown in prison, it could be happening in Florida, which brings us back to the Pam Bondi problem we had. Pam Bondi was simply not ready. And back to the article I read before we went to the break, there aren't that many people we have at the DOJ who are ready because Barack Obama spent 8 years firing everybody on the right he could find at the DOJ, and then the Democrats stole an election because we locked down a country for the flu, and then Joe Biden fired 4 years, 4 years of firing anybody who might be left, possibly on the right, thus filling up the Department of Justice with a bunch of commie scumbag lawyers. So, in order to take down this case, in order to handle a large conspiracy case, you have to go out and find the right people. I am told, if you want some good news, I am told that we have found some right people. I am told by legal people I trust that the legal people who are on this now, including Todd Blanche, by the way, I'm told they have the chops to prosecute a case like this. I love seeing communists arrested. I am getting more and more hopeful that that may come. We shall see. But back to what we were talking about. Headline, California judge overrules President Trump on oil production. Headline, SCOTUS to decide whether Colorado's universal preschool program can exclude Catholic families. This is why communists conquered the judicial system. With it, they are their revolution basically is protected by the law. The law, the institution of the law that should stop a communist revolution, will instead start to aid the communist revolution. That's how it works. You hear this story out of New York?
For New disturbing details revealed in court about the man accused of setting this building on fire and killing four complete strangers, including a three-year-old girl.
This is probably the most severe crime that this borough has seen in the last few years.
Queens District Attorney Melinda Katz says 38-year-old Roman Amatitla of Corona, Queens, admitted to investigators that he lit...
Of Corona, Queens, by the way, he's a Mexican national. It's friggin' Mexican.
This building on fire, that three-year-old girl and two adults died inside of smoke inhalation. Heavy smoke forced five residents to jump out of the windows to try to save their own lives. A 64-year-old man didn't make it. The DA is calling it an act of mass murder as the criminal complaint reveals a shocking motive that Amatitla admitted to starting the fire, quote, as a way to get his rage out over being fired from an unrelated job by individuals unrelated to the incident. Prosecutors say he also told detectives that he, quote, had been in a fight at work and that he knew lighting the fire was going to cause harm to someone, but he did it because he needed to get his anger out. Prosecutors say he recently lost his job working in the food industry.
Democrats brought that monster into the country on purpose, and communist judges kept him here. One of the great things the Trump administration has done when it comes to deportations is they've been firing judges as fast as they can possibly fire judges. The judges and the DAs, you can really lump them in together. The judicial system, it should be the wall between us and a successful communist revolution. The reason communist revolutions failed in this country since they started fighting it was because they kept running into our judicial system. They start chucking nail bombs and doing things communists do. They got arrested and sent to prison. Well, communists didn't give up on their revolution. They simply took over the judicial system that had been throwing them in prison. Now, if you had a cup of Starbucks outside the Capitol on January 6th, they'll send the FBI to your front door. If you're a serial rapist from El Salvador, they'll have you back in your daughter's neighborhood by the time it's supper time. That's how it works. One more word on this judicial system stuff, and we'll move on to other things. Next.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.